something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Call of Blessings.
Hallelujah. Predestination in God's word requires your cooperation. Requires your will. That's why judgment is possible. God has a plan and he says to you, this is my plan for your life. This is the direction I want you to go. This is what I want you to be. Then he says, I need your cooperation to walk in this light, to become what I want you to be. You can say no. You don't have to be what God wants. Understand this. God's will doesn't always materialize. It's one of the things that a lot of people have to understand. God's perfect will doesn't always materialize. Just because it's the will of God doesn't mean it's going to come to pass. He needs your cooperation for his will to come to pass in your life. Without your cooperation, it will not happen. Otherwise, there will be no judgment. But there's judgment with God because man has been given the responsibility not only to know God's will, but to walk in the light of it and fulfill God's plan. So he's predestinated us in Christ Jesus. And he shows us what he wants us to be. He shows us what is already accomplished for us. He gives us a picture of our heirs. Then he says, all I want you to do is say, yes, I need your cooperation. Then he gives us the material, which is his word. And his word is our guiding light to lead us in his will, to fulfill God's plan and purpose. Hallelujah. What a life. What a life. What a life that you can know his will and follow. And then he makes his power available to you so you can use it to become. And when you walk in that light, when you walk in that will, nothing on earth, above the earth, or under the earth that's able to stop you if you use what is given you. Nothing can. Nothing on earth. If you use what is given you. Hallelujah. And you know, he gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us to know the will of God. The Holy Spirit helps us to know the mind of God. The Holy Spirit leads us in God's purpose and plan. He guides us. Oh, don't let your life be an accident. Like, oh, I don't know where I'm going. We just don't know. We never can tell. You know, people live like that. They just live their lives according to whatever befalls them. They're just journeying in the dark. They don't know where they're going. And they pride themselves in it. They say, well, we never know. Who knows? We never know. We never can tell. And they say, we don't know where we're going. We don't know where our country is going, so we don't know where we're going. I'm not a victim of our country. Come on. No, no, no. 1,000 times no. I'm not a victim. Are you a victim? Refuse to be. Refuse to be a victim. Refuse to be a victim. Hallelujah. Look at that. Having predestinated, did you notice? Have chosen us, not shall choose us. You remember that? Having predestinated us, not shall predestinate us. And this is really big. Look at this. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children. Now, the construction here is a little problematic with the King James. What is saying here, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, it means having predestinated us unto the rights of adoption. In other words, he's talking about the huotesia. That is the, when you talk about the son of adoption, okay? A placing, an authoritative placing. He has brought us into a place of adoption. It actually means a place of heritage, not just adoption, like you take someone's son to be your son, someone's daughter to be your daughter, okay? That's not what he's talking about. He's referring to a placing in a position of authority where you become an heir. So he says he predestinated us onto the huotesia, into the rights of sonship. That's what it means. The rights of sonship. He predestinated us onto the rights of sonship. Do you know what that means? He's saying he's looking beyond what your father and your mother gave to you or had the capacity to give to you. He looks beyond all of that and brings you into a place where you become an heir of God, irrespective of how you were born and who you were born to. Now you have a new heritage. That's powerful. And it calls it the predestination. He saw it ahead of time, planned it to be so. How could you be poor? How could your life then be limited to the company that you work for? How could your life be limited to that business that you have in your neighborhood? How could your life be limited? The limits have been taken away because he predestinated you onto the huotesia. Hallelujah. Say, I have an inheritance. I have a heritage in Christ Jesus. Now, understand this. The spirit realm, the spirit region controls the earth realm. Always remember that. What's happening in this world is controlled from the heavenlies. And you are supposed to be a player, not a victim of the activities of the heavenlies. You're supposed to be playing. You're supposed to be a part of what's going on in the heavenlies that's affecting your world. Are you getting it? For example, think what happens to your money when some fellow somewhere makes a dumb decision and the currency is devalued. The money you have in the bank shrinks. Suddenly, your money shrinks because it's been devalued. It just shrinks. So, and the Bible says, do not trust in uncertain riches. It says they're uncertain. They're not dependable. So if you trust in the money that you can count, which is supposed to be a result of what has happened in the realm of the spirit. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. I want you to look at it from the spiritual currency, because the spiritual controls the material. Question would be, how much do you control in the realm of the spirit? If you can catch this, then imagine what will happen in your life. Never again would devaluation of anything affect your life. Because your values come from a higher level.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.